This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, today it is the random would you rather question. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Deffenbaugh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Deffenbaugh, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, here's a tough one. Would you rather have to get the face of the person that you dislike the most in life tattooed on your body, or have to constantly see that person every day in person? So in other words, you can get the face tattooed on you of the person that you hate the most in life, mm-hmm. or have to deal with them and see them every single day for the rest of your life.
I will go for the tattoo.
You want for the tattoo?
And where would you put the tattoo?
Right on my butt.
I was thinking that would be the most appropriate place to put the face of the person you dislike the most.
What if the tattoo had to be visible to the general public? Would you still pick tattoo over dealing with that person?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And any clues to who this person might be in your life? Was this a family member, an ex, someone you worked with, former friend?
My wife's ex-boyfriend.
Your current wife's ex-boyfriend.
I would love to see you with the tattoo. Like, who is that, dude? That's my wife's ex.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she would be happy with the fact that you have his face tattooed on your body, so she has to see that every time, you know, every day? Now she has to see his face every day.
Right.
Yeah, it's better than having to see the dude.
Okay, all right.
I'd rather see the person.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's a big dog.
Yeah, what kind of dog is it?
Oh, that's my lab.
All right. Okay.
Oh, shocking. It's close to you.
Very, very thirsty.
We're playing ball out back, so I got off work early, and it's still light out, so, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll just take advantage of it.
Yeah, make the dog happy.
Gotta get it in while I can. It brings a lot here on the east side.
Yeah, well, and the Chuck It thing, that is made for labs.
Yeah, we got a tennis racket. It works really nice.
That is the way to do it, man. I've seen a couple guys at the park. The tennis ball, the dogs are waiting. And either the tennis racket or that, like, long plastic
thing. I think
thing.
It's literally called the Chuck It. Yeah. And then you can get on Reddit and read all the people going, like, this guy was throwing his ball to a dog off leash at the...
You go, all right.
It's not fun to throw a ball to a dog that's on a leash. Do you not? Was the dog bothering you? Mm-hmm. If you're not the tennis ball, that dog's not... You have nothing to complain about. So dogs, if you have a tennis ball... You take your dog, and you could go to Times Square, Manhattan with 10 million people. If that dog sees a tennis ball in your hand, that's the only thing that dog is going
to
care about.
You need to go to a dog park, but now you got a free-for-all, and who's going to get that tennis ball?
Oh, have you ever seen like someone else's dog?
Oh, yeah, man.
Go over there, man.
Yeah, you try to do it, and now it becomes like, oh, man. It's like having French fries at the boardwalk with seagulls.
You should almost bring like an extra tennis ball. Not if you're the guy who's actually playing
tennis. Don't take the pen.
But if you go there with your dog, right, and then your dog starts snatching the other dog's tennis ball, at least when they're done, you can hand, like, this tennis ball. Like, hey, sorry, bro.
You ever use the Chuck It on, like, out in Ocean Shores, right? You can drive on the beach. You can have your dogs out there.
Okay.
So we were out there one day with Brad and Taryn's dogs. And me and my buddy, you know, we're drinking, doing a little smoking. So, I mean, we're really into chucking this thing. And finally, Brad's like, all right, you two got to stop.
Right.
Or just, we're like, what's wrong? And he's like, they're not going to stop, man. They're laps.
Yeah.
It's like they'll die chasing that ball, and you two are we're just like launching it.
There was a guy in Delaware, he was launching it into the ocean.
Oh, nice.
And this, I mean, for like 20 minutes straight, and we're waiting for this dog to drown or die. Because this guy, I mean, he's whipping it out there, and this dog did not care how big the waves were. The waves are pretty choppy there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this dog kind of sized it up, and I mean, you would just, I couldn't see the ball, but you'd see the dog, the back of it, just beeline straight toward this thing, do his little turnaround, come in, drop the ball to the guy again. And I'm like, how much longer can this dog do this before he runs out of gas and dies?
Mm-hmm.
That dog was fine, but guess what?
Apparently 20 minutes.
Lab.
Yeah.
Random would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Right. I'm not a detective. You got a dog chasing a tennis ball in the ocean? Labrador.
Lab. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, welcome to the program. The first ever random would you rather question. Here you go, since we're talking dogs. Would you rather have a talking cat or a talking dog? A talking cat as a pet or a talking dog?
Let's see here. A talking cat probably be annoying and very appealing. Dog seems like it'd just be a good buddy.
So you're going to take the dog. I am torn on this one.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, dude, for sure, right? I got a dog and a cat at home, and I'm thinking about this. So I love both of my animals. The cat definitely would be snarky, be deeply opinionated.
But better conversationalist.
Yes. Better conversationalist, a little more intellectual. And I actually know what's going on in the house. Like, hey, by the way, you got a leak in the shower, you got spiders over here. But when the cat's done talking, it'd be done. And the way my dog is...
It's a do-to-do.
My dog would be...
That is quite fair.
My dog would just never stop talking to me. Like, as soon as I open the door, oh my God, you're home. Yeah, hey, man, you want to play tug of war? Play tug of war. You see the rope in my mouth, dude? Hey, you know what? I'm sitting right next to you. I love the way you smell. I'm going to, like, it'd be like my relatives in Texas, you know?
It's like that little jippy dog that bounces around.
Right.
It's just like I love you,
but I don't want to talk to her.
Also, but here's the flip side of this. With a cat, the worst thing that you can wake up to or step into, but you already know it's somewhere, is, you know, throwing up a big hairball.
Yeah.
All right? So a cat's not really, a cat's just going to throw up. That's just part of it. But a cat is pretty diligent, most cats, about not spraying using a litter box when they need to go to the bathroom. With a dog, it could tell you, Dad, I need to go outside right now. My stomach is not feeling well. Or, Dad, I'm going to throw up everywhere. I need to go out. So from the cleaning perspective and from the mess perspective, it would be better if the dog could communicate because they tend to have more, quote unquote, accidents and problems. You take your dog to the vet 10 times more than you ever would a cat. Because a dog, you can almost tell the problem.
But those are all practical things. But we're also assuming that we always call a man's best friend. What if the dog has a lot to say?
He does.
And he's not happy with the human.
Well, that's the other thing with my dog. My dog would be very complimentary of everyone in the family. Very much so. But she would never shut up about it. It's just the way she behaves. The other problem is every time Amazon shows up, UPS, whatever, I get the feel it would just be a torrent of curse words coming. Who the F's on our front porch? I will beat you. I will kill you, mother effer. And it's like, hey, dial it down. Same thing when you take your dog for a walk. There's a good chance your dog's going to embarrass you.
The cat, over here.
The cat is indoor, right? And it's kind of like when you have kids. You're like, look, man, I know how you really are as a human being, and that's cool. But when you go to school, you know, maybe don't say this or do this. The dog, it's like, I'm taking it for a walk, and it's like, oh, my God. You know what? That's the lab that lives down the street. He has diarrhea. I can tell because I can smell it.
Everybody,
do you know that's where this bitch-ass cat, like, everything she smells. Just, you know that raccoon that I hate? You know that ugly a-hole?
I'm going to eat that squirrel.
Right.
Can everybody hear it or just me?
It's a talking dog.
Yeah, I would say everybody.
I mean, if you come over, man, you're going to talk to the dog.
Right, so here's the other issue. I have seen dogs before that bark at certain races.
Oh. Jump in, bomb.
Right now, he's just saying.
But the cat's going to insult you, and you're the owner.
I don't mind that.
I can't, but the cat also is so swarmy.
Are you saying that the dogs are racist? And
You'll find out on the wall.
You're going to find out on a racist cat, too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't care because it's indoor. It's like having a racist relative. If racist uncle's coming, you don't invite your buddies to the house when uncle's in town.
Yeah, the cat does stay in the house. So you're gonna have a little bit more
of a cat, you don't watch the
TV. What if it's an indoor-outdoor cat?
That's on them. That's on them, man. But here's the other thing. Your cat might be a racist even when it's outdoor, but typically you're not out there playing.
Are you saying that the dog is going to say derogatory things to the Maine Coon that you have, the cat?
Might.
Okay.
It might. Well, that's the thing.
It thrills, right? Like, my grandfather would say awful racist stuff.
Right.
Right? We would leave. My mom would say, hey, granddad's wrong. We don't believe that. We don't say that.
That's talking to your cat, right?
Now, as my grandfather got older, he would say this stuff at restaurants, and we'd have to leave.
And that's your dog.
Right.
And now I'm taking my dog for a walk.
He would say racist things to who?
Just in general?
He was talking about getting a checkup, right?
Okay.
And he very loudly said, well, you got to, you know, they get a finger, and they brought out one of them racial slur with them giant finger.
Yeah,
like, I can remember what it was. It was at TJ's and Beltsville. So I remember we literally were like, we gotta go.
So you didn't even eat.
I think it might have been towards the end of dinner. I don't know. I would look. I was like 15, 16. Sure, I just looked at my Uncle Tim and I said, we got to go.
And that's the other thing with a dog on a walk, all right?
Yeah,
so
right.
Someone's walking down the street. The dog might be like, look at that ugly bitch. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Right? Maybe you just bark
you
as
need,
a dog.
Just like a child, you need to teach and control.
Have you met my dog?
Why does your baby look like that?
I mean,
that's an ugly kid.
If the dog took its natural instincts, it might attack every single dog that it passes on the way. But you got to.
But I think a dog's more like a 5 or 6 year old. They're right. Not trying to be rude. They are going to say what they see.
Is that a dwarf? Yeah. Right? You know what I mean? But they're going to say it at the top. Like, yes, yes, it is. But now the dwarf's looking at me like, what's up with your effing dog?
Why is that person made out of chocolate?
You're right. Oh, God damn.
The cat, I just feel like the cat would be more like.
Smells like cocoa butter.
Right. Like, I can kill you. I'm not. I hate you. You know what I mean? But at least he's like subdued. The dog is like, yeah, I don't know. It just. We assume the dog is man's best friend. He could be a wild card.
If I was 3 times my size, I would kill your ass.
Yeah, we both know it. It's like I do know. Just chill out, man.
Cat's going to put the star.
Hey, man, look at what he's chewing on.
Cat's going to put the star right in your face. Man. Random, would you rather question, 206-803-ROB.
Are you homeless?
You smell homeless. You pee your pants. And that's the other thing with dogs, right? With their sense of smell. You know, I'm walking my dog. There's someone 40 feet in front of me. Dog, he just farted. He didn't think about it. I heard it. I smell it. God almighty, man.
He smells weird.
And dogs figure out stuff. Not that it would be bad if you have a medical condition, but you're walking by and the dog's just like, hey, man, you got a bad disease.
That dude smells like he just had sex.
Yeah, because somebody else says dogs can smell cancer. How great would that be? Yeah. And I get that, but
you got cancer.
Right. That's the problem. If it's for you, that's great. You walk by some random person on the street. They have cancer. They don't know.
You saved their life.
You're going
to die. You saved their life.
Oh, no. Don't even go to the hospital. You don't have much longer.
Random, would you rather question? 206-803-ROG.
So me and the boys.
Like, oh, God damn it. Like, Molly, I cannot take another one of your stories.
Another thing with Molly, man, my dog, it's just as soon as I'm walking up the driveway, and she'd be screaming out the window, I see you, I'll meet you at the back door. I can't wait to see you.
What if she talks crap when she's cleaning herself? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good, I know you hate that sound.
Why does your crotch smell like your wife's sister?
And oh, damn.
Imagine your old dogs. What do you think the kind of ass Miles would have talked to you?
Oh, I'd talk right back. I'm going to talk right back at it. Hey, look, that's one thing about me, man. I have no problem laying it on the line.
Yeah, but the difference is your old dog would have been like, hey, man, when you're gone, I effed your pillow.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? No dinner for you, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to bite you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no kidding. Uh-huh. You know I'm going to bite you, right?
I mean, I'm the only real Miles in this house.
That's right.
I was first.
Yeah, dude. You came along.
Some starving ass dog's going to beat me.
Hello, Brendan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brendan, welcome to the program and the random would you rather question. Here we go.
Hey, I got to just tell you guys, I love the men's room IPA. I sell so much of it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a cashier at PCC, and every time I see somebody come through my line with an IPA, I'm like, hey, have you tried the men's room IPA? It is so good.
Nice. What PCC do you work at?
I'm at Redmond.
All right. Do they have it there?
Yes, I made sure they got it.
Okay, thank you, because they don't have it at the one in Fremont.
Oh, really?
And they also have Uli sausage, but they don't have our sausage there. They also have organic salsas, but they don't, and from San Juan,
If you catch the meat department or the beer guy and you tell them, like, hey, you should carry this, they probably will.
I hope so, because I was hoping the PCC wasn't trying to be PC with the men's room.
Right.
So I just kind of assumed that they were doing that. But
there's not like you in your neighborhood.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They better, man. I spend $100 in there for 5 items every time I go. All right, here is your random would you rather question. Would you rather only be able to be on the bottom during sex for the rest of your life? Or only on the top?
Does doggy count as top for a man?
No. It's top or bottom.
Right, so would you rather? So that position's out.
Yeah, I mean, that would be 3 options.
Man, I'll take the top then, right? Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I'm with you.
Mike, you're taking bottom?
Damn straight.
You got a strong ground game?
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay. I'm going. Yeah, I'm on top of all the way.
The angle on the bottom's nice, too, though.
Well, no, the view's better.
The view is definitely better from the bottom, but I think I would take top only because sometimes when you're on the bottom, if they're getting very vigorous, they don't necessarily know how to not potentially break your D.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hang on. I know it's getting good, but
you can be in control of the rhythm, but not always.
Right. And then just top, you know, it's when you want to get up in there,
yeah,
you know what I mean? You kind of do your thing.
I'm with Mike.
You're taking the bottom?
Well, you took my spot out, so.
Right, okay.
Well, it wasn't an option.
Yeah, so, I know. That's why I'm taking bottom.
You're taking bottom?
I'm sorry. I'm a bigger dude, so me getting up on top, like, I'm in an awkward position. Like, I'm doing everything I can just to kind of hold myself up. And
yeah, it's good to sweat, but why are you planking on the brakes then? I mean, that's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Working on my game, Miles.
Right, exactly. That's why you want to be on top. You don't plank on the bottom.
Right.
Right. When I'm on the bottom, I'm the king. I hang back.
I'm the king.
I hang back.
The king of lazy.
Damn right. It's sex.
Ted, I got to ask you, since that's your favorite way to go, is that how you start out?
No.
Okay, all right. So you
most people don't start that.
I know, that's what I was asking. Do you?
If we're just trying to get something done.
If it's quick.
But generally, no, because, we're not, like... Yeah, and I don't know. Like, right, you start on top. You got to be nice and romantic.
I think if you're in doggy, if you start in doggy style position, my thought is...
Look her in the eye a little bit.
I know, that sounds awful.
We're somewhere public and you're still wearing your skirt.
Yeah!
You know, like, if that's where we're starting from, then it's like, hey, man, we got to get this done in like 3 minutes. Let's bang this thing out. Yep. No pun intended. Right, let's get this done.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah,
so I'm not saying
I'm with you.
Yeah, like... You're still wearing clothes.
And last time, that's going to wrap things up.
Okay. All right. Random would you rather question, 206-803-RUN.
I mean, it's still the best. Yeah. It's kind of like when you're eating a sandwich, right?
All
right. Let's say you got a nice turkey sandwich, piece of bacon, avocado on there.
I'm excited to see where this goes.
Right? Sometimes I'll eat around the edges a little bit just to get that perfect little bite.
Because you know that last bite's going to be
about the now, it's about the future.
Yeah, right? Like you get to the end of that steak and cheese, you know that nubby part in the back? Yeah. I'll start nibbling on that. We want that last bite to be something.
I got you.
Ted's playing chess over here. He's three moves ahead.
I'm just a pawn in the game, Mike.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, welcome to the program and the random would you rather question. All right, let's see here, Jess. Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the most attractive all the time?
I'm going with funniest.
I think that was a good call.
That was a great response. Yeah,
funniest.
You mean you're not?
Yeah, I'm going attractive every day of the week.
You are.
You know,
I've already been the funniest. Like, I've done that.
Been there.
Yeah. Okay, it'd be nice to try the other side.
Okay.
Now that I'm married, I'm going to take funniest. Before I was married, most attractive.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah, I live alone. I'm going most attractive.
Yeah.
Without question.
I mean, I understand Ted's side where I wouldn't mind trying out the other side, but I enjoy being the funny guy. It's just too much fun.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy it.
Would you
say I've been to parties where I was the funniest person there. I have never been to a party where I'm the most attractive.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I am in that same boat.
Yeah, I agree that quick.
I agree, dude.
I agree with Ted. You know, I'd like to kick the tires.
Yeah, I think all four of us have been in a room where we've been the funniest.
Yeah.
I don't know
that any of us have ever been in a room. Never.
That's why people are still talking about DB at your bar.
Jesus,
oh
I'm
my
trying
God.
To forget that.
Well, you can't because he was the most attractive
guy. Well, I'll tell you what. That's going to change this week. I'm flying my brother into town.
Oh, damn. You think you're better looking than your brother?
No, but he's not as good looking as DB.
Okay.
They'll just think he's a nice, decent dude.
Y'all met my brother?
Yeah.
DB was dreamy.
Chris, man. You don't need to catch strays. My bad.
Yeah, what did he do? More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less at 4:30, right after emails on our random Would You Rather question. 206 803 Rock.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program. The random Would You Rather question. We're going to go with this one. Would you rather smell like crap, like poop, all the time, but look great? Or look like crap, but smell great all of the time? So you're either going to look great and smell like poop, or you're going to look like ass, but smell great.
Well, that's a fun one.
I mean, you're good looking, you look great, you just constantly smell like poop.
I can't smell bad all day, all the time, no. I gotta smell good and look like crap.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I'm just, you know, it's like anything. You can see, I'm picturing, like, if I met some super attractive woman, she's into me, she slides down the bar, we're going to have conversation, and if all I can think is, she literally smells like a turd, right? It's just, there's no way I can, there's a lot of things you can forgive. You can get drunk and ignore things, but, like, if you smell like a turd, man, I just, it's never going to work out for you.
No, it's not. Yeah, smell goes a long way.
Well, you can think of like a job
interview.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, physically, you know, you might be attracted to someone, but if they stink.
Right, you just can't.
I mean, even if it's not, it's just if they stink. There's going to be something, like, look, this girl I used to know, who I used to occasionally hook up with, this was back when I was in my early 20s, but she was a swimmer, all right? So she constantly smelled like bleach, which was not the worst thing in the world, from the chlorine, all right?
Yeah.
But she also smelled like vodka and armpits. She was on the swimming team. All right.
She smelled like bleach. She was very vodka and armpits.
Yeah. Her. I mean, she was. I mean, just like Cobb. I mean, she's a swimmer's body. She's ripped. She's, you know.
I didn't know him in college, so I don't know what his musk was like.
Let me tell you something. If you swim collegiately, you are built. Period.
Right.
So.
Oh, I thought we were talking about smells.
Well, that's the problem. Her smell. It was
every time
she had she was like sweaty all the time, and like her pores smelled like vodka, bleach, and armpit. I was very attracted to her.
Right, right.
But like her skin was so oily and stinky, and it was constantly like she was leaking. You'd think the chlorine would dry your skin out. It was like she had this oil layer on her. Back to the oil tuna or tuna and light.
Right.
She was tuna and oil.
Did you get any of her stink on you, like when you're done?
Well, of course.
Like, no, I mean, could you like smell your hands? Like, God damn it, man. Yes. I smell like her.
Yeah, it's just her body. That's just how she smelled.
Would you have preferred it if she smelled really good?
I would prefer it if she did not smell like that.
Right.
That's what I would have preferred.
Bleach, vodka, and armpits.
Yes.
All three together all the time.
Yes.
But you could distinguish each individual scent.
It was all at once. It was just like poof. Because she loved her vodka.
Sure.
I mean, she swam twice a day. I mean, I think they had practice like at 5 in the morning and then at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, it's intense. And there's a lot of weird stuff with college swimmers, too.
What do you mean?
Like Kyle would talk about, he's like, you got to be careful because, like, you're in water and stuff, but you don't really sweat while you're swimming.
So you have to stay hydrated.
Right. And they would, this stuff.
That's part of the sweating.
You pass a lot of people on the street who might be a little disheveled or this or that.
Sure.
You go, whatever. You pass somebody that smells like funk and BS, you go, oh my God.
And it's
like when you were invited in for the free Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Like I made a bad judgment call twice.
Wait, what happened?
You know that story. When I was living in Belltown, there used to be a mission by me.
Oh,
it's around Thanksgiving. So I guess there was a stain or two in my hoodie. It's Sunday morning. I'm just walking to the store and the guy's like, free Thanksgiving meal. And I'm like, I'm all right. He's like, it's free. He's like, no, it's fine. And then I walk in back and he's like,
don't
turkey.
Be too proud.
Right. He's like, turkey, you know, stuffing. And then when I came back by, he's like, it's free. You know, I'm like, all right.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's just trying to help people.
Well, you know how, like, you have sweatshirts you wear around the house?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Some you wear out.
Mm-hmm.
I clearly had left the house in a house sweatshirt that I had not cleaned. And I think it just had a giant stain right on the middle. Like, oh, God, that was embarrassing.
It's free turkey, son.
Yeah.
Don't
and he
potatoes,
really thought
rolls.
I was just turning it down. I was like, I'm not nothing's wrong with being homeless, but I'm not homeless.
No, well, son, it's okay.
Yeah, right. There's nothing to fight it back.
It's okay. Just come in. You can talk to other people.
What do you like? Cranberry sauce?
I'll tell you what. I'll make you a care package.
Sweet potatoes and marshmallows.
Those Sunday mornings can be rough.
Green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in.
I feel like Chris Christopherson.
I'll tell you what, man. You know, I did my homeless thing for a couple months. Finally get a job, right?
And thank you.
So I'm working at this restaurant for a while. And maybe 2 months pass, and I'm talking to some of my coworkers. They're like, hey, man, we were so glad when you finally got an apartment. I'm like, oh, thank you. They're like, no. Matt and Cherry said, you smell terrible. I'm like, it was 3 months outside, man. What do you want me to do? They're like, no, dude, like, you smelled bad. I'm like, and the problem, you go nose blind to yourself. Sure. So I'm like, how bad was it? They were like, you were homeless for 3 months, right? I'm like, yeah. So like, you smelled 3 months homeless. I'm like, okay.
Thank you.
Good to know.
I'll bottle that.
The only thing I know I didn't smell like was pee. One thing I never did was pee myself. And there's people out there, man, and I get it. You got nowhere to sleep. You don't have a roof over you. You don't have to pee in your pants.
Yeah, but okay. Well, let's think about this. People fight through Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I mean, look, women have married him. They've dated him.
What level of stink does he have?
I've heard it's bad.
I don't know, but I would just assume that there's a level there.
I've heard, for three people I've heard, Johnny Depp apparently smells terrible. Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt apparently smells terrible, and it breaks my heart to say, but Cameron Diaz also apparently just reeks. And this
Johnny Depp also, just number one, he smokes cloves.
Right. Yes, correct. Probably to cover up the rest
of the guy. There's one guy across the street sometimes when I go to get lunch, and I know, like, I could smell that clove as soon as I come.
We just smelled it when we walked outside.
All right, yeah. And you're like, oh, there he is, smoking a clove.
Yep. But.
But is there a level of hot that you're willing to overlook?
Well, obviously, you were just talking about.
I mean, look, I don't know what her stink level is, and I don't know. I don't know if it's BO. I don't know if it's emanating from somewhere. So it really depends. Like, what is the source of your stink?
Maybe? You used to work with somebody who had breath that was so bad that you could smell it if you guys were in the same room.
No, you could smell it when his mouth was closed.
You could smell it
when he breathed out of his nose.
You could smell it when he was calling you on the phone.
Okay, but if Penelope Cruz had that.
What?
But if Penelope Cruz had that, is it a deal breaker?
How are we in a relationship or is it a one night stand?
You got one shot, bro. Like,
I'm taking
hey,
it.
A one shot.
Sure, one shot. Sure. Look, even, with a, girl, even with a
I'm
girl.
I'm taking it. But it's still
a,
gross.
Yeah, even with a girl that smelled like vodka bleach and BO, I mean, it wasn't a one time deal.
Right. You still remember.
You know what?
Maybe, the only thing I've ever heard about this girl is how bad
she was fun. She was awesome to hang out
You've
with.
You've never told me that until now.
No,
every time I've heard about
all the thing, all the boxes, check them all. You know, great body, wonderful personality, smart, intelligent, all the things.
Well, eventually she was going to stop swimming.
Well, eventually, if she's smart, she'd stop going out with me. But, you know.
Apparently Johnny Depp has been fighting these rumors for years.
Oh, no.
Well, who's going to embrace it? I mean, it doesn't mean he doesn't stink.
Look, we smoke, and we know for a fact that we don't smell it ourselves, but the times that I have quit, I've smelled other people that smoke.
Sure.
And reminded me, like, oh, God, did I smell
it? That's
like
what I smell.
The answer is yes. It's like when you come back from Las Vegas, whether you smoke or not, you open up that suitcase and you're a smoker.
So you said Johnny Depp's been fighting these rumors for years.
Yeah, Johnny, 2016, I swear I actually smell good. People have said you look like a hobo, but you smell good. Since he's been the face of that Sauvage.
Yes.
Since 2015, he says he wears it daily.
Well, I mean, it's really find ironic. And look, maybe he
look, you can
stink.
Still spray stuff around in the bathroom after you drop a massive one, but you can still smell the crap.
But it always cracked me up because maybe it's wrong, but he's been always linked with smelling bad.
Correct.
So the first time I saw him do an ad for a fragrance, I'm like, this is the wrong guy. This is the wrong guy. Nobody ever said, I want to smell like Johnny Depp.
I also think when people tell you smell good, it's a very nice compliment.
Sure.
Like, I don't wear cologne a ton anymore, but I do sometimes when I go out. And, like, I was at a reception. I had on a really nice sweater shirt thing.
Mm-hmm.
My one buddy, his girl, she was like, it's a really kind of fashionable shirt. I was like, thank you. And then she was like, actually, you smell really good.
It is, because other than your own children, as Miles would say, you rarely comment on someone's smell.
Correct.
I mean, comfortable breaking that barrier because they're your kids and you're trying to teach them something.
Yeah.
Like, you need to brush your teeth this week.
Well, my wife, we were watching football Sunday, and my wife came down to the basement for a minute, and she's talking to my son. She's like, Jesus, you stink. And he just smiled and said, I love you too, Mom. That was his exact response. But she's like, yeah, I love you, but I love someone who smells like ass. Do something about it.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. When you're, like, even if you just go to the gym by yourself,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it could just be your buddy sitting on your couch. Like, you don't really think about it, and then it'll be like, hey, hit the shower, dude.
Yep, yeah, yep, please. Yep.
The random would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
All right, now I'm reading another article from 2021 that says he famously has terrible breath and is not a fan of bathing.
Okay, well, then what is his argument that I smell great?
I don't know. There's a whole list of them here.
All right. Hello, Wesley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola.
Wesley, welcome to the random would you rather question. All right, let's go with this one. Would you rather get diarrhea while you're on vacation or the day of a big presentation at work? So would you rather get diarrhea one day real bad? While it's going to last for a little bit longer than a day, obviously.
Sure.
Or have diarrhea at work knowing that you have to give a big presentation.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious. You know what? I might go with the work one because that would let me leave work early. Nobody wants to work with somebody that has diarrhea.
I agree with you, and on a different term, too. I would rather feel like ass at work and fight through it because I'm at work.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm on vacation.
The presentation has to be done, right?
Yeah. That's the problem.
So
that's
you just got to get through it.
But right, but you might crap your pants while you're in it.
You might, but you're still. But look, man, you're just like, I just got to let everybody know I am. My stomach is upside down. I can't. This is going to be tough for me. But I'm not. This is not my free time that I've worked to achieve.
That's the only reason I'm taking vacation. Like, I'd hate to be giving, you know, hey.
Oh, I'm taking work.
Speak to the. But if you're doing a presentation, because if we're doing a presentation, then it's somebody that does not work in this building. That means we have brought people from the outside. You're talking to the radio youth of America. And it's like, all right, this is. Oh, God.
Well, Steve.
Hang on. I'll
Steve,
be right back.
Ted has made a. He's come to work the last 2 days.
Yeah.
He's made presentations. Every time he cracks a microphone, he's making a presentation.
I did have diarrhea 4 times yesterday during
That's
the show.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, like,
4 times.
You're at work. Yeah. Wouldn't you rather just get that over with? And that way, when you go down to wherever you're going, you don't have it there?
Yeah, I guess I
mean,
just
think about the last 4 days or the next 3 days.
I know, but when you say presentation, to me, whatever you do for a living, you're doing something different than what you ordinarily do.
Like, KISS is going to come into the studio. We're going to have the interview.
Yeah.
But now you've got the rumble guts.
Well, he held a fart with Duff McKagan in his wife for.
Yeah. He held it in.
It can be done.
He was so quiet during an interview. Like, man, it's just odd for Ted. Whatever, man. No big deal. As soon as that interview went in.
Yeah, just dripping sweat.
By the way, all kinds of distractions that day.
By the way, so.
Ted, it was hot to me. It was cold to others.
But Ted's talking about diarrhea, right? So. And what, 23, 24 years we've known each other. One thing you've never seen me eat is pudding. All right? So my wife this morning goes, hey, man. I got like these chocolate pudding snack pack things. She threw one on my lunch. I'm like, cool, thanks,
man. Oh, yeah.
Again, 23 years working together. Never eating pudding in front of Ted. I'm
chocolate
not eating
pudding.
But chocolate pudding, and Ted flips around and just like, man, I finally had a solid bowel movement this morning because yesterday it sounded like I was peeing out of my butt. Then he's like, ah, sorry, dude. I'm rushing eating pudding. Like, I'm like, are you? This is when you bring this up. As I'm eating chocolate.
Well, right, because, like, you got to keep in mind, like, they're facing each other. My dad's face is a wall. So I start this conversation with, I think it was just a flu bug. And as I'm giving the details, I spin around, and then I'm like, sorry, man. I said, sorry, dude, you're eating
chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Random would you rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Curtis. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing, boys?
Hola.
All right, Curtis, here's your would you rather random question. Would you rather see your mother or your daughter at a gentleman's club?
I assume they're working.
In. Well, yes.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yes, it is.
Father, you got to keep your daughter off the pool, right? So I guess I'm going to have to a mom on that one.
Well, oh, I'm not just running into them. They're working.
They are working.
That is correct.
Because here's the thing. When they announce who's coming up next, probably not the name you know them by. You know, welcome Lexus. And you're like, my mom is Lexus. Oh, my freaking God.
Now, yep. I don't have.
Yeah, no, I would not want to see either one there. But if I have to go from a potential standpoint, I guess I'm going to go mom and not my daughter.
I'm right there with you, man.
I don't want to see her there.
I don't want to see either one there at all. But I think I would, one, just knowing how my mother is, she would probably greet me. Oh, Steven, I don't know you're here.
Yep.
Come
over here, baby.
Hey, seriously, look. That is how she, I know you're going to give me a tip.
There was a,
I'm not giving you a tip, mom.
Put it right in there, baby.
Depending on what side of town.
You know what? At least you guys didn't take it to the lap dance level. Well,
their employees are going to do whatever they do.
Would you rather have a lap dance from your mother or your daughter?
Oh, God.
That, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Wow.
I gotta. You really twisted that knife in.
I gotta take your mom and my mom again. Sorry.
Taking the mom.
I don't. Yeah, dude. Neither one of these are comfortable if they had a gun to your head and said, like, your daughter or your mother.
One of these. Well, you're not sexually attracted to either one. So no. That's universal. You know.
Yeah.
You know, my kid and I have always had a fun time together. My mother and
so
I.
So fun, she gives you a lap.
No, but she's never been like, she's not like queen fun. You
right.
Know, like, she's just kind of like the mom, right?
Okay.
Or my daughter, like, we go out drinking, we hang out, you know, we, like, get stoned, watch movies.
Sure. So who would you rather see?
I don't know. You naked.
And God, dancing.
My well, mom's like 74.
Other guys are ogling her and 75. Tossing money
all
at
right,
him.
Maybe she's like, oh, God. Yeah, I guess I'm going to go daughter.
Going daughter?
That's kind of where I was. Now, I don't have kids. My mom has since passed, but I feel like if as I'm trying to summon it as much as I can, if I were to have a daughter and if I were to see her up there, I feel like I would have a parental responsibility. I would have a parental urge to be like, I need to get her down off of there. We need to reassess where we're at.
You're right.
Like, if you need help, like, yeah. we can find a different direction to take it. If I see my mom up there, there's nothing I can do but just to sit there and just wallow with it. Like, I just have to accept it. Like, mom, no.
You got to say
no.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm a thrill. I'm going mom. There she is on the pole, but God, she's athletic.
Yeah.
I know.
Surprised by my mom's ability.
Mom, can you give me some free drinks?
You know what? At least there'd be that.
Yeah.
Like,
would you rather know your mom's sexual history or your daughter's sexual history? Hypothetically speaking.
I would say, again, mother's.
I feel mom, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go mom.
I'm saying your child is of adult age.
Yeah, of course.
They've done their teenage years and they've moved on. So
yeah, I'd rather know my mom's because I know at least two parts
of it. Well, your
it.
Parents have been together for...
That's why.
Forever.
60-some years. But here's the thing. I might be surprised. When you're 42, I slept with 8 other men. You don't know.
Right. That's so far ago. It doesn't really seem to
but
matter.
But if she's sleeping around right now, I wouldn't know. But if she's now going to reveal her sexual history and she says, well, last week I was with a man named David.
It's more than just your sexual history. It's right. What you did and what you're into.
Oh.
This goes to what you're good at. All the things that you do not want to know.
Well, you know, your father likes it when I do not want to know.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You learn the ins and outs of every single thing.
It might be better with
Nancy Reagan. We all know about Nancy
Reagan,
right?
Yeah, the throat coat.
I mean, she apparently was just, she should have taught classes.
If she were a bird, she'd be a swallow.
Right.
So my thing is, I think it might be better with your daughter at that point, because with your mother, you're also learning a lot about your father. So at least with my daughter, I'm just
correct.
Learning about yes. her. But if my mom's saying, I do this and I do that, then the problem is I've learned more about my father than I ever want to know.
Okay.
He loves it when I, like, Christ almighty.
Where is this awful strip club?
Mothers and Daughters.
That's the name of it.
Yeah.
Mothers and Daughters Strip Club.
Yeah. Every month there's a guest appearance by John Mayer.
Your body is wonderland.
All right, I'll give you guys. Zach White in the NFL?
Yeah.
Who was the one that was doing everybody's mom?
Oh, it was a quarterback.
He just has that song, Mother.
Zach Wilson,
yeah. I love Mothers and Daughters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
I'm going to try to give you guys one last hard one.
Let's go back to a fun one.
A fun one. These are all pretty difficult. Okay. Would you rather have to announce every time you're going to fart or fart extremely loudly every single time?
Which one stinks more?
It's not about the stink. Yeah. It's just like you might do a silent but deadly, but you have to tell him, hey, guys, I'm farting. We would not have known,
mm-hmm.
but you have to announce it. Or every time you fart, just...
I'm going to go... I'm going to go announce.
I agree.
Really?
Yes. I agree.
I'm taking the loud one. Only because, one, I already do it, so I have a certain comfort level with that. But hopefully, because look, if I'm in a place, if the funeral...
But you never get to squeeze it out.
I'm going to hold it as best I can. Or maybe you got to run somewhere to get it out. If it's an wedding, funeral, you're sitting at church, I don't know, the parent-teacher conference. But if I'm at the parent-teacher conference, if I get up and excuse myself and go into the bathroom,
right.
I fart. All right? Teacher doesn't know. Now I got to walk back in there. If I'm doing the parent-teacher conference and I say, excuse me, I have to fart. Like, to me, that derails everything. Job interview. I mean, maybe I can hold her. I say, oh, I'm sorry, my gut's hurt. Let me just run somewhere and fart.
I mean, I suppose it also depends on how early before you fart you have to announce it, because you could also do the same thing. If I have to announce it, I can say, excuse me, walk into the hall, I'm about to fart, and then bam, there you go. But the thing is that I squeeze it out and sneak them out so often that if it's loud enough, it's going to be jarring and it's going to shock people and it's going to embarrass the living hell out of me. Whereas if I were in this room, that, guys, I'm really sorry, I have to fart, and then bam, I just let it out.
But we have a comfort level in the studio.
We do.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, it's but not now, comfortable
same
for everyone
thing.
Else.
I'm with Mike. I'd rather get up in the middle of a wedding and just be like, I got to fart, than just rip one.
Would you rather have someone knock on your door or kick it down?
Right, but
that's the situation.
We're
here.
At the same wedding. Ted and I both have to fart. Now, I have gotten walked out in the hall, and maybe you heard it. All right, when I walk, Ted has actually interrupted
He's
the wedding.
Announced it,
to
but
announce,
it's a silence.
Right, and then there's no sound at all.
No, I farted. I just kept it quiet.
I swear to God, I farted.
But you know. Coming up, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.